blind adrenaline simulations. Games by one of us, for all of us.
Hi there, my name is Shay Martin. I'm the developer of Rail Racer, and welcome to the tutorial for the demo version of Rail Racer. You should note that this demo is severely limited from the full version of the game. You can only race on two demo tracks in the demo. To get to the second track, which is harder than the first, you have to beat the computer at pro level. Also, you can't play online against your friends with the demo, nor can you post your times to the web, both of which are huge parts of the game. And we will be playing tournaments with the full version, and you'll need to be able to post your times to the web to enter into those tournaments. And of course, playing online against your friends is way fun. If you're running a screen reader, the first thing you'll want to do is either put your screen reader to sleep or turn it off when you run Rail Racer. For instructions on putting it to sleep, check the website www.blindadrenaline.com. I'm sitting in the main menu of Rail Racer here. Let's see what we've got.
Set difficulty level.
I'm going to go in here and set our difficulty level for our race.
Me go fast one day.
Push faster, Daddy.
Catch me if you can. Rail Racer Pro.
Me go fast one day.
Okay, I'm going to choose me go fast one day.
Difficulty set to me go fast one day.
Choose type of race.
Okay, I'm going to choose our type of race.
Race 5 laps.
We'll race 5 laps.
Race set to 5 laps.
Game options.
Check a couple of control options here.
Control options.
Use mouse for control. Use keyboard for control.
You can choose either keyboard or mouse here. I'm going
to use mouse for control.
Use the mouse.
Control set to mouse. Review game sounds.
In the options menu, we can review the game sounds, so let's take a listen.
Curve indicator.
Okay, curve indicator tells you there's a curve coming up, and it sounds like that. When you hear that, it'll play on either the right or left side, indicating the proper curve side.
Taking a curve.
This is an example of taking a curve. When you're taking the curve, the pitch will go up as you go to the center of the curve, and then fall back down as you exit the curve. The way the curves work is, you should be leaned over half as much as the curve is long. For instance, if the curve is 90 degrees long, you should be leaned over 45 degrees at the middle of the curve. If you're doing a perfect job, that is. Here's how curves work. Until you get used to a track, you should leave game help on, which can be turned on and off with the F4 key. With game help on, right before you enter a curve, it will tell you how long that curve is. So if you're about to enter a 90 degree curve to the right, you'll hear the curve sound in your right speaker, then it will say 90. Now, when you enter the curve, you'll be at 0 degrees lean. Halfway through the curve, you want to be leaned over half the amount the curve is long. So for a 90 degree curve to the right, you want to be leaned over 45 degrees right at the middle of the curve. And you'll know you're at the middle of the curve when the pitch of the curve reaches its highest point. It sounds more complicated than it really is, but you do need to practice it. If you're using the keyboard to control your racer, you'll lean left with the J key and right with the L. If you're using the mouse, you'll simply move the mouse left or right to lean. And if you're using a joystick, you'll just move left or right to lean, obviously. The best way to practice your curves is to check your angle throughout the curve to see how much lean you're getting. You do that with the D key. Anytime you hit the D key, it will tell you exactly what your lean is. So again, if you have a 90 degree curve, right at the center of it, you hit your D key. If you're doing a perfect job, you'll be at 45 degrees. Rarely will you do it perfectly, but you should be somewhere between, say, 35 and 45 degrees.
Scraping due to too much leaning curve.
Now, this is what it sounds like when you lean too far. Generally about 10 degrees more than the perfect angle.
Jump indicator.
All right, this will tell us when a jump's coming up.
Jump cleared.
And this tells us we've cleared the jump.
Loop indicator.
This indicates a loop coming up.
Force field indicator.
This indicates a force field approaching. Now all these indicators will go off 2 seconds before the event, so Let's say you're traveling along and you hear the jump indicator. That means you've got 2 seconds before the jump will be there, so you need to start getting in the air. The way the force field works is you need to be going less than 150 miles an hour to go through it. Anything faster and you're going to bounce off of it. And this is what the force field indicator sounds like.
Gear shift.
This is the gear shifting. Now to shift gears, using the keyboard, it's the U and O keys to shift down and up respectively. Using the mouse, it's the left and right mouse buttons.
Gravity puller.
The gravity puller allows you to pull your racer back down to the track after a jump, saving some time. Now I've given you the supercharger and the gravity puller by default in the demo version, but in the full release you'll have to earn them by making money. Here's what the gravity puller sounds like. So you hold down the V key to activate the gravity puller.
Land after jump.
This is landing after a jump.
Nitro.
The nitros give you a sudden burst of acceleration. To activate a nitro, hit the Z key. Here's what the nitro sounds like. One note about the nitro, you have to be going over 150 miles an hour to activate it. So those are the basic sounds you'll need to know to be a successful racer.
Buy one nitro.
In the full version of the game, you can buy all these items from the shop, but they're limited in the demo.
One nitro purchased for $500.
Buy one nitro.
If you burn all your nitros up, you can buy some more here.
Buy five nitros. Upgrade racer.
Class 1. Install additional nitro port, $25,000.
That's an additional nitro port for $25,000. You start with one nitro port, and you can have up to five.
Class 3. Install supercharger, $50,000.
Okay, you can install a supercharger which will give you faster acceleration and a higher top speed for $50,000. And again, in the demo, you have the supercharger by default. You also hear in these upgrades a class number given before each upgrade. That means you have to be at that class to install these upgrades in the full version. And your class is determined by how much money you've earned in your career. So, for instance, the supercharger.
Class 3. Install supercharger, $50,000.
The supercharger's class 3.
Class 4. Install gravity puller, $50,000.
And again, you've already got the gravity puller in the demo version.
Class 6. Install 6-speed transmission, $100,000.
Once you get to class 6, you can install a 6-speed transmission in the full version.
Class 8. Install extra fuel tank, $100,000.
And at class 8, you can install an additional fuel tank, which will allow you to go farther without having to enter the pits for refueling.
Enter garage.
Alright, we're going to go in the garage and make some adjustments for this race.
Adjust gear ratios.
I'm going to adjust the gear ratios. Now, the higher your gear ratio, the higher your top speed, but the lower your acceleration. Likewise, the lower your gear ratio, the faster your acceleration, but the lower your top speed.
Press F1 for instructions. Current gear ratio is 1.2.
Okay, the gear ratios range from 0.6 to 1.2. At 1.2, we're going to have the highest top speed and the lowest acceleration.
1.1.
I'm just going to leave it at 1, a nice medium there.
Gear ratio set.
Adjust gear ratios.
Adjust wing angle.
The wing angle helps you in the curves. The higher the wing angle, the easier it is to take the curves without scraping and without slowing down. However, the higher the wing angle, the lower your top speed.
Press F1 for instructions. Current wing angle is 2. 3 degrees. 4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Okay, I'm going to leave mine at the lowest setting of 2 degrees, so I'll have the highest possible top speed. Before we jump into a race, I want to go over some of the important keystrokes that you'll be using as you race. And these keystrokes apply no matter whether you're controlling your racer with the keyboard, the joystick, or the mouse. I've tried to lay them out all together so you won't have to move your hand. Even if you're left-handed and you're using the mouse, you can just put your right hand over these keys. If you'll just keep your left hand, if you're right-handed, you'll keep your left hand on the home row where your pinky's on the A, then ring finger S, middle finger D, index finger F. That'll do most of the important stuff you need to hear as you race. A is for altitude. It's good to hit as you get used to how high the jump jets make you jump. S is for speed. D will give you your angle in a curve. It's very important when you first start racing to see how much movement of the mouse or the keyboard or the joystick, how much that movement makes you lean. Elf will tell you how much fuel you have remaining, which is very important. You'll get a warning once you get to 300 pounds of fuel, letting you know you're getting low, and you'll want to pull into the pits at that point. To go into the pits, hit the X button. And what this will do is, once you finish the current lap, you'll pull into the pits. The pits are always located at the start slash finish line. The G key will tell you what gear you're currently in. Q will tell you what lap number you're on. If you're playing a tag race, W and E will tell you what your score is and what the computer score is, respectively. R will tell you your RPM. If you're not used to driving games, the RPM is important because you want to be shifting when your RPM gets to its max value. With the supercharger, this is 12,000 RPM. So ideally, as soon as you get to 12,000 RPM, you'll shift up. Likewise, when you get down to about 8,000 RPM, you should be shifting down. This is something that'll just take practice. The T key will tell you your distance between yourself and your computer opponent, or if you're playing online against other people, how far you are ahead of the person behind you. You can change this to either time or distance in the options. The C key will give you your current damage. This is only applicable at Rail Racer Pro and Catch Me If You Can. The Z key will activate a nitro. And again, the nitro can only be activated once your speed's above 150 miles an hour. The V key is in Victor. Will activate your gravity puller. So as soon as you clear a jump, you'll want to hold down the V key until you land back on the track. This will save you a good bit of time. The arrow keys during a race do two things. The left and right arrow keys will raise or lower your engine volume. This is helpful sometimes if you're having trouble hearing your speech. The up and down arrow keys will speed up or slow down the voice rate. And I like to keep mine pretty fast so I can get quick feedback. The space bar will activate your jump jets, assuming that's the method you've selected under control options. Otherwise, the middle mouse button can activate them. The F4 key will turn on and off game help. With the game help on, it will indicate to you how high the jump is upcoming. Also, it will tell you how far the curve is coming up. And it will tell you when you're about to hit a loop or a force field. If you're using the keyboard to control your racer, the I and K keys will accelerate and decelerate your racer respectively. The J and L keys will lean left and right in the curves. And the U and O keys will shift down and up. Okay, well, with those basic keys under your belt, you're ready to race. So let's jump in. A couple of notes before I start racing here. I am using the mouse to control my racer. Just a quick review. With the mouse, to accelerate, you push up. To decelerate, pull down. To lean, you move the mouse left and right, respectively, and to shift gears is the left and right mouse buttons, respectively. Also, if you have jump jets set to middle mouse button, you hold down the middle mouse button to jump. In this case, I have the space bar set to jumps. So, I will also be talking during the race and describing some of the things I'm doing and taking a few breaks during the race and describing what's going on.
Start new race.
All right, here we go.
$2,000 posted for entry fee. Web posting is off. No times or money will be posted to the web this race. You are racing demo track. Race type is set to 5 laps. Your lap record for this track is 6 minutes 40.0 seconds. Your course record for this track is 15 minutes 0.0 seconds.
When you start a race, you're given a good bit of information, including the track name, what your current records are on that track, and what the race type is, like 5 laps, 10 laps, or a tag race. Also, you're told that you pay $2,000 for an entry fee. If you win the race, you get that entry fee back plus your winnings. If you lose, you lost your $2,000.
Prepare to race.
All right, I'm holding down my accelerator now. And we're off. You can hear me shifting here. Now, ideally, you want to shift up when your RPMs max out. And with the supercharger, which is included by default in the demo, your RPMs max out at 12,000. So for an ideal shift, you would shift right when you get to 12,000. That's something that comes with practice. Conversely, you want to downshift when you're around 7,000 or 8,000 RPM. And again, you'll just get a feel for that as you play. We're coming up on our first curve. Since I have game help turned on, it will indicate to me how far the curve is, which is 45 degrees in this case. So you'll hear the boop indicating a curve, then it will say 45, and then we'll go into the curve.
45.
And that curve was playing in my right stereo speaker, so I knew that curve was to the right. And as I went through it, I moved my mouse from the center position to the right until I got to the center of the curve indicated by the pitch. Ideally, since this was a 45 degree curve, we want to be at 22.5 degrees right at the center of the curve. So I know with practice about where I need to be. But you heard at the end of the curve a scraping sound. That means I went too far, over 10 degrees off. So again, as I entered the curve, I'm at 0 degrees. I move my mouse to the right, to the right, to the right until I get to the middle of the curve at about 20 degrees or so. And then as the pitch decreases, I move the mouse back to the left until I get to 0 degrees. It sounds more complicated than it is, and it's something that'll come pretty quick to you as you play. Our first jump is coming up. This is a 20-foot tall jump. So we'll hear a bloop indicating a jump in 2 seconds. All these indicators indicate that whatever it's telling you about will happen in 2 seconds given your current speed. So we'll hear a bloop. I know that in 2 seconds I need to be at least 20 feet off the track. And again, I use my jump jets to get me up off the track. So I'll hold down my space bar until I think I'm at least 20 feet up to clear the jump. Once I'm clear, you'll hear a tunk-tunk sound. That indicates that you've cleared the jump. And then I'll use my gravity puller with the V key to pull me back down to the track. This is the way you'll take all the jumps. You'll hear the bloop, get ready to jump, use your space bar or your middle mouse button to get your racer up off the track, make sure you clear the jump, and then use your gravity puller to get you back down to the track. The jump jets lift your racer at 64 feet per second. So for a 20-foot jump, I need to hold down my jump jets just under half a second. This is important because the less time you spend in the air, the more time you spend accelerating. Every second you're in the air is a second you've wasted in speed. So as you get better at jumping, you want to cut the time you're in the air down more and more. It takes some practice, but to be a really good racer, you'll need to work on this skill. One thing I recommend you do when you first start racing is use the A key to check your altitude while you're in the air. This will give you an idea of how long you should hold down your jump jets to achieve certain altitudes.
20.
What you heard there was the indicator, the bloop, then 20 indicating how high the jump was, then my jump jets activating, then the don-donk sound indicating I cleared the jump, and then the gravity puller, the boom sound. That all happens pretty quick, so I'll play it again for you here.
20.
As the testers can tell you, barely clearing the jump is crucial. You don't want to get any higher than absolutely necessary because it takes precious milliseconds away from your time. Sometimes it's the difference between winning and losing a race, and it's something you'll want to practice. All right, here we go.
45. 90.
As you heard, that was a longer curve. It was 90 degrees. So again, just to go over this, at the beginning of that curve, I'm at 0 degrees. And any time you enter a curve, you always start at 0 degrees. Keep that in mind. So you want to go from wherever your center position is with your mouse or your joystick or your keyboard and move from that center position to the right or left, depending. This curve was to the right. So as I started it, my mouse went from its starting position to the right, to the right, to the right, until the pitch reached its maximum value. And then ideally, you would want to be at 45 degrees at the middle, and then start coming back as the pitch drops, left, left, left. And again, ideally, you'd want to be just reaching 0 degrees as the curve ends.
45.
We have a loop coming up. Now, the way loops work is this. There's two parts. There's going up the loop, and then there's coming out of the loop and going down. As you go up, your speed will drop. And sometimes it'll drop enough, depending on how large the loop is, that you'll need to downshift going up. On the other hand, coming out of the loop, you're going to speed up, and you may need to upshift as you come out. Again, it's something you'll get a feel for as you practice.
Loop.
U20.
45. Lap 2, 45.406, 45.
Okay, that was our first lap. I let that play on through so you could hear the time after the first lap. And you'll notice that when the first curve came up on the second lap, the voice got interrupted. That's one reason you want to speed your voice up as much as you can stand it so you get quick feedback. I'm going to jump forward in the race a good bit so you can hear some different aspects of the game.
262.
Right before that curve, I pressed the S button to get my current speed. It was 262 miles an hour. We're flying.
Loop.
Checking fuel.
1,028.
Plenty of that left.
20.
In this upcoming 45 degree curve, I'm going to check my lean angle at the middle with the D key.
45. 21.
In that 45 degree curve, I was at 21 degrees right at the middle, which is not bad. Ideally, you'd be at 22.5. So, I took that curve pretty fast. The farther off you are on your angle, the slower you're going to go through a curve. And when you get started, you may want to leave your wing angle up. You can adjust that in the garage. The higher your wing angle, the more accurately you're going to take curves, but the slower your top speed. So as you get better at the curves, you want to drop that wing angle on down to 2 degrees. As I clear this next jump, I'm going to hit the A key to check my altitude. Keep in mind this is a 20-foot jump, so ideally I'd be somewhere between 20 and 25 feet just as I clear the jump.
20. 35.
I didn't do so good. I was at 35 feet just as I cleared the jump, which is about 15 feet too high, and that's going to cost me some milliseconds. And when you're racing against Art at pro level or against other human opponents online, those milliseconds will add up. Thanks to the magic of SoundForge, I'm going to skip ahead to the last lap here. This curve coming up, I'm going to intentionally scrape against the side. This occurs when you lean over 10 degrees too far. So if you get a right curve, if you lean 10 degrees too far to the right, you're going to scrape. This really slows you down, and on the higher difficulty levels, it will damage your racer.
90.
And this is what happens when you don't clear the jump.
20.
Not good. Definitely want to avoid doing that. You heard me downshift rapidly after that jump. You want to get back down into first gear after a wreck or something like that so you can start accelerating as soon as possible. I'm about to check the RPMs with the R key.
11,272.
Now I'm going to pull into the pits and show you how all that works. The pits are located at the start-finish line. So to enter the pits, you'll hit the X on your keyboard. This will put in a pitting command. And when you pass the start-finish line, you'll enter the pits. So I'm going to hit X.
Roger, pitting next lap.
Art's lap is 15.703 seconds.
Entering the pit.
15.703 seconds. New lap record.
As we pass the start-finish line, the pit boss tells us we're entering the pits. We also get our lap time read to us. Okay, now that I'm in the pits, I'm checking my fuel level.
756.
To refuel, you alternate hitting the right and left arrow keys. Each time you hit one of those keys, you get 50 pounds of fuel.
906.
You can also refill your nitros while you're in the pits. This is done with the up arrow key. Each time you hit it, you get one nitro loaded. You can get as many nitros as you have empty slots in your racer. In this particular race, I only have one empty slot, so I'll get one nitro. And then I'll continue to refuel.
One nitro added. 1,006. 1,156.
Once your fuel is maxed out, you will automatically leave the pits.
Fuel is maximumed out.
I'm going to attempt to use a nitro here to help me accelerate, but because I'm not going at least 150 miles an hour yet, it's going to say too slow for nitro. After that, you'll hear me checking gears and checking speed till I think I'm at 150, and then I'll hit the nitro.
Too slow for nitro. 108. 3. 139. Art's lap is 25.609 seconds.
I'm going to jump to the end of the race here, and you'll hear the system give us our feedback about the race.
Checkered flag, 42.422 seconds. You won the race. Congratulations. You made $5,000 for your victory. You received a class bonus of $4,000. You have $28,500 in your bank account. Your best lap time this race was 0 minutes 34.203 seconds. Your course time this race was 3 minutes 10.687 seconds. Well done. You have set a personal course record of 3 minutes 10.687 seconds. Well done. You have set a personal lap record of 34.203 seconds.
Okay, so I won the race. Yay for me. We got a lot of information there at the end. It told me that I set a new lap record and a new course record. And it also gave me an update on the amount of money I made and how much total money I have. The amount of money you make is important in the game because the more money you have, obviously, the more upgrades you can afford to buy. Also, as you make more money, you move up in class. And the higher your class ranking, the more upgrades you can buy. Also, the more tracks you open up. When you first start the game, you're in class 1 and you only have a few tracks. Each class you move up, you'll open up new and harder tracks. Additionally, in the full version, if I had had web posting turned on, my times would have been posted to the web. Each track has its own web page on the site, with the top 10 times posted for both lap and course times. Additionally, the website shows how much each player has made in total earnings in their career. At any time to check to see how much money you have in your bank account, hit the M key as in Mary. Also, you can hit the N key as in Nancy to check your nitros. And in the menu system, you can hit the I key to get a full overlook of your career. One final note about the demo version. If you can beat Art, the computer opponent, at pro level, you'll open up the bonus track. And to race that track, just go to start new race and the bonus track will be loaded. Although multiplayer is not available in the demo, it is one of the coolest features of the full program. It's very easy to jump online and race up to 19 of your friends on any given track. Racing online is as simple as going to multiplayer mode, selecting if you want to start a new race or join an existing one, and jumping into the room. Once you're in the lounge of the track, you can chat with the other players using your keyboard. You can also make bets against your friends. And using a dedicated server ensures that the race will go smooth and fast. There are things about the game I haven't gone over in this tutorial, but you can get all details about the game at the website, www.blindadrenaline.com. You can also email me if you'd like at shay@blindadrenaline.com. Shay is spelled C-H-E as in Charlie Hotel Echo. Look forward to hearing from you. All right, that does it for this tutorial. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you on the track. Take care.